50-free. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And by the way, over on that site, freetalklive.com, you can actually control the content. So what you can do is submit different things to the site that you find online that you think are interesting, useful, fun, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy. And then other listeners vote, and you get to vote as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So there's always something fresh over at freetalklive.com. But it's all thanks to you. If you and our other listeners wouldn't participate in the site, it'd be really awful. So go to freetalklive.com and do feel free to get interactive there. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, and then also we'll get back into drug dogs and other naughty police roadside tactics. First, John is in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a quote here by Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
He said, "To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards out of men."
That's a good quote. Too bad he didn't live up to his own standards in that case when he actively silenced people who were trying to speak up during his administration.
Through members of the press in jail.
Yeah.
Well, all that's, there's good and bad about everyone, but right here, I like this quote, "To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards out of men."
Oh, well,
I agree with you. It's a great quote. And like, you know, a lot of politicians had great quotes. Ronald Reagan's one of them. But look what he did. Went ahead and growed. He had all kinds of great small government sounding quotes, but went ahead and growed the government by, 70%, was it? 69%, something like that.
It's in the 60s.
Thanks for sharing it nonetheless.
I use these books like a supermarket. I pick out what I want and leave the stuff I don't want.
I heard that, man. Like I said, I can appreciate the quote, no doubt. Anything else you want to share?
It's freedom is just being not taken away. We're giving it up on our own accord by not standing up to the rights.
Absolutely. If people did stand up for themselves, then we would be in nowhere near as bad a shape as we currently are.
Yeah, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
No doubt about it.
It's interesting. The juries in the past really were, you know, much better about acquitting people who appeared to be, not guilty. Certainly there was color issues and all that stuff. But, you know, they took their oaths much more seriously. It seems like Americans have slipped into this, you know, this torpor where they just, they're not paying attention at all to what's happening to their government.
John, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And I so agree with that perspective that if people would stand up for themselves, we'd have a lot more freedom.
Yeah.
Because
people as a collective. I mean, when individuals stand up, though, in the case of the Bartholomew brothers here, is a great example, is it's not even the cop. The cops couldn't do anything on their own. It's everybody piles on to them. They say, well, speaking out of one side of their mouth about the freedom of speech, on the other side they say, well, you got to do what the cops say. The cops don't want you to have freedom of speech. That's why they stopped in the first place.
Right. If they wanted you to have freedom of speech, they would have honked their horn and waved at you when they drove by.
Right.
Or at the very least ignored you. So I think it's so important to reiterate what he said there, though. The reason we are where we are today, collectively, in this country, this plot of land, and around the world as well, the reason we're here with oppression, taxation at crazy levels, and all manner of regulations and controls being placed on our lives, and no sign in sight of it ever stopping, is because you won't do anything. For the most part. And if you, like you said, Mark, if you do something and you're all alone, well, you might as well just throw yourself under the treads of a tank. Because since most people won't do anything because they're content to just stick their heads in the sand or pretend like nothing's wrong or, worse, agree with the oppression. But because most people...
Well, that's what's convenient, though.
Right. Because most people who otherwise would be interested in doing something but are too afraid or whatever their reasons are for not doing anything, it's your fault Because if you would stand up, if you would disobey, if you would non-cooperate, if you would refuse to pay the parking ticket or refuse to pay the speeding ticket or refuse to, you know, follow the stupid regulations or get the permits or get the, you know, the pay the bribes to build the extension on your house or add something to your business or whatever it is we're talking about, because there's a million zillion regulations and stupid laws out there that are controlling us, if you would have just stopped obeying, they would not have had any control over you. Their control depends on your consent. And even if you don't agree with what they're doing, and like you could tell yourself that you don't really consent, but you're too afraid, so you're not willing to actually stand up, well, you're still consenting by doing nothing.
Most of these people don't think they're afraid. I mean, they are afraid. They don't think they're afraid. They know you can dig down and show them their fear.
Go ahead, open your business without the permits and tell me what'll happen. You know what'll happen.
Right.
Afraid.
You can show it to them, but they don't believe they're afraid. They believe that they're going along, because this is what's right.
This is the system.
This is the system. You got to do it. If you want to change it from within. All the things that we've been told for, you know, X number of years.
Yeah, how's that working? Changing it from within.
I don't know how many years it was, but, you know, it's been going along. The monolith has been getting bigger, and people have been getting more and more educated into the system as opposed to realizing that they're the ones that stand in between tyranny and liberty, that they're the ones. They are the ones. I don't think people see it anymore.
You know why this whole change it from within the system thing doesn't work? Number one, people that care enough are too distributed. So if you actually get them together in the same place like we are here in the Free State Project, you could actually have a chance at changing the system. We're starting to see that actually happen. But number two is the incentives. Productive people don't want to work inside the system. Productive businessmen who are successful, they don't want to become politicians. So,
it's
you know, the people that are attracted to the system are the ones who want power. They're the ones who have no talent. They're the ones who aren't constructive. They're the ones who aren't helpful. They're the ones who want to control you. They're the ones who want to profit off of your efforts. These are the people who are attracted to positions of power.
Some ideologues, like you or I, would be attracted to those positions if they were, you know, able to get them simply because they could undo what they see as wrong. People that see an injustice and want to have those positions.
Well, sure. You can see some libertarians, for instance, who might be somewhat principled going and trying to, you know, throwing it up against the wall to try to get 2%.
But
so they are out there, Mark. But
it's true. But there are people from all sides that believe they see injustices that are going into these systems in order to undo those injustices. So there's that other aspect to it. But absolutely, there are. And power corrupts. So
right.
When somebody goes in there with a principle other than undoing the injustice of the system, then they tend to get sucked into the what is corrupt about the system.
And then when somebody shows semblance of courage and stands up for what they believe in, they're shouted down, they're attacked, they are, made fun of, in some cases by people in their own peer group. And Derek Jay is certainly no stranger to this. Derek Jay is on with us calling from the Keene Activity Center in Keene, New Hampshire, where he is now, sequestered, basically, as you're out on house arrest. So unfortunately, you couldn't join us in the studio tonight, Derek. But it's good to have you outside of a cage, and welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Yes, it's good to be freer. Good to speak with you, Ian and Mark. I wanted to call in quickly and update folks about what was going on. Thanks for covering that. I also wanted to say three cheers for the Bartholomew brothers. How brave they are to stand up for themselves at court.
Yeah, and brave to do it out in California where they have very, very little support. But actually, they told me that apparently, because we discussed it on the show with them in the past, there were some folks from elsewhere in the region. There were people that drove for hours to come to their trial.
Wow.
Because they heard about it on Free Talk Live.
How wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful,
so
but it just shows how thin the support is in Yuba County. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
So many people back down when faced with similar situations. Who can blame them? I mean, being surrounded by a violent gang is scary, but they're setting a great example for others to follow, so it's no surprise that they're gaining support.
Well, and they're also Free State Project participants, so soon New Hampshire will benefit from having those two excellent activists here, where they can actually have people back them up and people who care about them on the outside helping out in whatever way they possibly can. You experienced a little bit of that over the last week since you've been sitting in a jail cell after being attacked by a police officer who didn't like that you didn't stop on your bicycle fast enough for him as you were riding down the street last week, and the video's been posted at freekeen.com for anyone who hasn't seen seen it. But can you stick with us, Derek, and give us kind of a recap on your week?
Yeah, absolutely.
More in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing physical possession in precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am S-G-S. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal threat.
That they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, tell me more about them, Mark.
Sickle CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can handle accounts receivable for your business. Principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. You can check out their new website at by going to freetalklive.com and clicking on the banner for Sickle CAI. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Sickle CAI.
We got more coming up about police dogs and sneaky police search tactics on the side of the road. But first, we go back to Derek J., our very own co-host from Tuesday nights, or at least formerly on Tuesday nights, because right now you're on house arrest, Derek J., and unless the police give you express permission, which I've actually given them a call, and they haven't called me back yet, to try to get you permission to come here and do the this radio show with us, you won't be able to leave the house at all. Well, I guess you can go out in the yard, but that's about as far as they're going to let you go. In fact, they won't even let you go to the grocery store, which I guess, as I was telling Mark earlier, if you don't have friends or family, you might as well just go ahead and stay in jail, because otherwise you're going to starve to death when you're on house arrest. So
yeah, that would be the case. And I'm pretty fearful of even stepping out into the yard because of the way I was treated by the last officer who interacted with me.
Right, where you were actually running. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the video yet. It's over at freekeen.com, but the cop, you shot a good portion of it because you had a lapel camera on at the time as you were riding home. The cop that is in question here, look, he's trying to get you to pull over, and he decides that rather than be patient and wait and see what you do and maybe follow you to wherever it was you were going, which, of course, you were only going to go probably another 100 feet before you ended up getting to your home, he runs into you with his car, opens his door, slams it into your bike, gets out, sticks his asp in your spokes of your bike wheels, stopping you from being able to ride it further, effectively throwing you off of it. When he gets you on the ground, did he punch you?
Oh, yes. He punched me several times with his left fist as he's telling me to turn over. But of course, he was on top of me, so it's physically impossible for me to follow his order. So,
that's what I thought. I thought I saw him punching you, but I was also trying to flip my camera open as I was running up there, so I wasn't 100% positive. So I'm finally glad we cleared that one up. He punches you not once, but several times, and then proceeds to push you into the ground, shove your head into the ground as he's calling for backup, and then every free police officer in the region responds. And it was an insane scene, all of it because he was
trying to... So you mentioned that he put my head to the ground, but most people might imagine he was using his palm and touching my forehead. But he was actually using his forearm and holding me down by my throat, which made it very difficult for me to breathe as I'm communicating in the video. It was a scary time, and I don't appreciate the way I was treated by Fenton P. Moore, Jr.
No doubt. All of this because he wanted to serve you with papers that were served on you in a peaceful manner earlier in the day, just less than an hour beforehand, and he should have known because it was announced on the two-way radios we found because we got the police scanner audio. It's recorded 24 hours a day here in Keene by the activist community, and we found that out. So he should have known, and even if he didn't know, he should have done what the other officer did before you were served. The other officer called dispatch. He said, hey, I see Derek J. here on the side of the road. Has he been served with those papers I saw on the board the other day? And the dispatch said, no, he hasn't. And so he went ahead and served you with those papers. All it would have taken to avoid all of this was for that officer, Fenton Moore, who attacked you, to just simply take a brief moment and call them.
Well, also
after he used all of that excessive violence to serve me, he actually forgot to give me the papers that he was pulling me over to serve me with. So he never actually did what he says that he was intending to do.
I guess he doesn't have to worry about it. He had you in custody at that point. Now, I guess I have this question, Derek. And the other point that I'd like to make is all that we would have had to have done to avoid this is for Derek to have pulled over when the guy turned on his lights and that kind of thing, too. And my question is, what were you thinking, Derek?
That's a great question. And I guess the completely honest answer is that I wasn't thinking in the normal sense. I was reacting. And, you know, most people are familiar with the fight or flight response. I am not a fighter. I'm a peaceful person. And so when I feel threatened, I flight. And so, you know, I felt in danger for my life because a man was using a car to knock me off the road with my bicycle. So I felt in danger for my life, not only because I may die being rammed by a car that's going pretty fast and me just being on a bicycle, but also because the nature of a bicycle requires that a person keep one's momentum going in order to not fall. So it was necessary for me to keep going when he used that tactic. So I wish he had used words to communicate what he was trying to do rather than employ violence and put my life in danger.
What happened before you turned on your camera? Because by the time your camera was turned on, his siren was already on. And I think it's reasonable to speculate, and I imagine his testimony is going to be that he didn't have his siren on at first, and he just told you to pull over and you didn't, and then he turned the siren on. But what actually happened?
Well, after kidnapping my friend Josh on the corner down the street and giving him a ticket for jaywalking, Finn decided to stay on the job past his scheduled time so that he could bank some overtime at the expense of taxpayers. And what did he do at that time? Well, he stayed on the same corner where he encountered me riding my bicycle. He shouted something at me from his car, but of course I couldn't hear him because he's shouting from a car and I'm on the road as a bicycle.
That's not an
effective way to communicate. And so I didn't hear him, and then he rammed into my bike several times with his police cruiser.
How long after he shouted at you did he flip the siren on? Because once that siren was on, there was no way you could ever hear anything he said.
It was immediate.
So, I guess I'm kind of curious here. Now, he turns on a siren. He's behind you, a police officer in a car flashing.
He was beside me when he turned on his siren, so I'm thinking he's responding to a call. And I did pull over to the side of the road. I was off and to the side trying to stay out of his way because I'm thinking he's
trying to pass. But still moving, right?
Yes, I'm still moving, but I'm moving off to the side because my assumption is I see a police car put its lights on. I'm saying, oh, this is a man responding to a call, and so I should get out of his way.
So, this is what confuses me, because he came up alongside of you. I could see him doing something there. He's, making noises, his siren's on. There's no way in the world that I could hear it from, so probably you would have a difficult time hearing what he heard, or what you couldn't hear what he said. So, what were you thinking when a guy with a siren in a police officer uniform appears to be pointing towards the side of the road at you and going the same speed as your bicycle?
Well, he was only going.
Didn't you think he wanted to talk to you?
Time, and then he started revving his engine and moving it in a jerky pattern to both sides of the road. At this point, I had no idea what this man was doing. He was acting like a crazed lunatic. I've never seen behavior from this like this from anyone, let alone a police officer.
Derek J, do you want to stick with us here?
I real quickly want to thank everyone who's participated.
We'll bring you back. Hang on. More with Derek J in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here for you, 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got a question for Derek J. He is out. Unfortunately, not able to be in the studio with us, but he's darn close. He's on the phone and probably only 50 feet away from the studio. But because of the house arrest provisions, we aren't sure if he can actually come join us here. So rather than risk it, we're going ahead and playing it safe in this case, because he's looking at quite a bit of several charges over a number of arrests. And probably going to be the case that Derek J's out of the civil disobedience game for the immediate and foreseeable future. But it's good to have him on the outside and not sitting in a jail cell awaiting trial, because it can be darn hard to prepare for a criminal trial when you're sitting in jail. I don't know if you ever tried to do this before, but they don't exactly give you the best resources and the access to the information that you need in order to effectively defend yourself, which actually ends up sending business into the arms of attorneys, because, attorneys at that point can be your savior, and they can come in and, you know, do all the work for you for several thousand dollars.
Of course, the people that set the system up are attorneys, too.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea, isn't it? Create a bunch of laws, so attorneys, you know, have the attorneys create the laws so the attorneys can defend people who break the laws, and the attorneys can become judges and prosecutors, and they're just all over the place. And they make lots of money at it. Derek Jay's back with us. Derek, glad to have you back on Free Talk Live, and hope to have you back in the studio sooner rather than later. What else did you want to share about the last week of your life? Because it was a week ago today, last Friday, that you were arrested violently by a police officer who was just ostensibly trying to serve you with papers, but he did it in the most violent fashion possible, knocking you off your bike, hitting you, and just generally being very awful. What else was outstanding within the last week that you wanted to share?
Well, the last thing I just wanted to say is a big thanks to you, Ian, for covering the story of my arrest on Freekeen.com and Freekeen Radio News. And thank you, Mark, for communicating with my mother. It was very comforting to know that she was being filled in on the situation. And I also wanted to thank everyone who wrote to me in jail, reposted Facebook messages, made videos, edited pictures, and showed support in other ways. A lot of those people are Free Talk Live listeners, and so I want to thank them here. And it means the world to me to know that there's a community of supportive people out there, and I just wanted to say thank you to all involved. Right now I'm preparing for 4 upcoming trials, including the dance party I had in Central Square, Give Peace a Chance marijuana arrest, the arrest at Superior Court, and now this near-death encounter that I had with the especially violent police officer. And so if people are looking to follow those, all the relevant paperwork and videos are at my website, livefreeordance.com. And again, props to the Bartholomew brothers that you were talking about earlier, this episode with Good Men Do Something. And I also wanted to mention that the arrest, it's interesting enough, happened on the anniversary of my moving to the imaginary geographical boundary run by a gang of thugs calling themselves the State of New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
So if people have crave a community, if you're one of these people who's hearing these stories of civil disobedience and you're craving a community of people that value freedom and are willing to take action to make the change they want to see in the world a reality, well, come join other liberty lovers here in the Shire. And so thank you again for everything.
You know, just looking back on you mentioned the 4 different incidents that you were arrested for. And, of course, over those 4 incidents, there's more than 4 charges. So what is it, 9 charges that you're looking at?
Yeah, I believe it's actually 14 because some of them are some of them include violations, which are a little bit more difficult to fight because they can't be brought before a jury. So,
right.
Yeah, it's actually 14 in total.
You get 14 charges you're facing. If you look at the incidents, in only one of the incidents were you really intending to do some sort of civil disobedience. There was the dance party that you threw. You weren't intending to be arrested that night. That wasn't something you were trying to throw in the police's face. You were just trying to throw a peaceful dance party that wasn't loud or obnoxious in any way, shape, or form. They arrested you that night for trying to, you know, keep a hold on your dance equipment. The next time was the only actual incident of civil disobedience where you went out intentionally to smoke cannabis in the park, and the police arrested you on that one. But otherwise, the other one was at the trespass arrest at the courthouse, where you had come to accompany me, but you stayed outside the whole time, where you were banned from the courthouse, as I had been banned from the courthouse.
And they just arrested him for being nearby.
Pretty much.
Which is crazy.
So you weren't expecting to be arrested on that particular occasion, and then, of course, you were just riding home on your bicycle when this confusing, angry cop situation happened that you described earlier, and you certainly weren't intending to be arrested there. And it just, you know, really just goes to show how intrusive the government is in our peaceful daily lives. And do you feel like they have it out for you, Derek Jay? Because I know some of the activists certainly seem to think that they do. Is it because you're gay?
Oh, I don't think so. I think what's more threatening to law enforcers and the people who call themselves the state are people who are 100% committed to peaceful action. I think that John Lennon said that they'll spit in your face, lick your nose, pull your beard, and kick dirt on your shoes to try and get you to fight.
Mm.
Because once you do, then they have you right where they want you. They know how to deal with people who are violent.
Yep.
The one thing they don't know how to deal with is people who are committed to peace.
And
so I think that scares them. I think that they attack those who threaten their legitimacy.
I think that's a great perspective, and I definitely appreciate it. And one of the things that scares them even more than what you just said is having multiple people like that in the same area doing those things, acting peaceful and refusing to be goaded into violence, to have a movement full of people that love the ideas of liberty and who are willing to stand up for them, like you and the Bartholomew brothers and many of our other friends and brothers and sisters who have made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and Shire Society at shiresociety.com and Free State Project. Project.org, and it's, you know, we're still in the beginning cusps of all this with only 1,000 people in state as part of the Free State Project at this point. Over 11,000 have said they're coming, but we're still waiting on many new people to arrive. In fact, we just had somebody new show up actually while you were in jail. You got to meet Daryl. He came out to welcome you back as you got out of jail today. So it's always exciting to see new faces and new activists showing up here and bringing new ideas into the mix and their fresh perspective on the activism scene. So it's just going to keep getting better as more people get involved, and hopefully, despite the challenges that you're facing, hopefully you'll continue to have support, as I know that you do. We raised the bail money for you overnight. The bail was reduced by the judge in the case from $5,000 to $500 with a provision of house arrest. But that was raised in literally in hours, overnight. I mean, we put the WePay thing online last night. I think a demo from coplock.org put that up, and then when I got up this morning, it was done. So the support is definitely out there, and I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you're here, Derek, so thank you.
Well, it's encouraging to have the support here in the Shire and elsewhere. Your listeners are great, and so thanks again, and have a great night.
Oh, one more question. Are you intending? I know you're probably going to have your hands loaded with preparation for court. You've got jury selection coming up on Monday. Any chance you're going to bring back Free Agents Radio News, or what's going on with that?
Oh, that's one of my top priorities. It's one of the things that kept me awake at night while I was in jail. Was, oh my gosh, there's peaceful resistance happening all over the globe, and I'm not reporting on it. And yes, I can't wait to get back into Free Agents Radio News. That is going to be one of my top priorities, even amongst the time I have to dedicate to preparing for trials. So, people who enjoyed listening to that, look forward to future episodes coming up just in this week.
All right, cool. So, Derek, your blog is livefreeyourdance.com. That's where there's a lot of detail about your cases being posted. But I hope you'll continue to post updates and whatever it is that you feel like over at freekeen.com as well.
Certainly will.
Thanks Derek
again,
J. We'll talk to you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Derek J. there from livefreeyourdance.com. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Also, still to come, more about police dogs and sneaky search tactics by the police on the side of the road, 855-450-FREE. Still time for you and your thoughts, however. You can take control of these airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Remaining, but still enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. And once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can support Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a free bumper sticker if you'd like, or download web graphics, high-res graphics. We've got banners, and you can also get flyers you can print out and post locally to help promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And one of the ways you can contribute to Free Talk Live on our website, because, again, we give you the site for free, so if you want to help us cover some costs, you can do that using our Bitcoin tip jar, as we call it. It's our Bitcoin address. And if you want to learn more about Bitcoins, because you do have to know a little bit about them in order to be able to use them effectively, you can go to weusecoins.org. What is a Bitcoin, anyway?
Now, Bitcoin is the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. It's very quick, and you won't be charged any fees or anything like that. And that's the big deal about sending money, is basically every time you send some money, some bank is getting a cut of it. Not with Bitcoins. You don't need the permission of any bank or any government, and you don't have to pay for that permission. You learn that more, go to weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
So we have more to say on the topic of drug dogs. And for those of you just tuning in, we've been over the last night, plus tonight, covering a really in-depth piece by Huffington Post Radley Balco about bad cops and roadside searches and how they behave and what some of the tactics are and what it is they're up to out there. Maybe you've never had the opportunity to experience one of these things.
Enjoy.
But a lot of Americans have, and the longer the war on drugs goes on, the more likely this will touch your life or the life of a loved one.
Of course, the older you get, the less likely it will be that it actually go after you.
That's probably true, but all that said, the cops do know that sometimes elderly folks are used as drug couriers simply because they aren't suspected that often. But all that aside, we've been talking about one aspect of this, which is the drug dogs, and how it is that these dogs are completely unreliable, and in fact are trained in many ways to be suggestible by the officer in charge of the dog, that the dogs will respond to what the officers want rather than actually finding drugs or looking kind of in an independent basis for the drugs that they're supposedly trying to find. And the statistics back it up in every single instance. I mean, these dogs are really unreliable. And we're talking about, in one case, there was a study that Animal Cognition did where they had tests designed to fool dogs into falsely alerting. Over 144 searches performed, the dogs falsely alerted 123 times. But that's not all. In Chicago, they published a review, the Tribune, of dog searches, the actual dog searches on the streets, and found that 44% of the dog alerts had led to the discovery of actual contraband, meaning 56% were false positives.
Didn't.
Correct.
And this is interesting because I when I was younger, I used to do some obedience training with dogs, and there's this aspect to getting the dog's TD or TDX rating that involves getting these little dumbbells that are, you know, scented. So if you send, you know, they'll send out a handful of dumbbells, like eight of them, and the owner has rubbed their hand on one of them, mm-hmm. and the dog is to bring back that one dumbbell. And they're pretty good at doing that. You know, some dogs have better noses than others, no doubt about it. And sometimes they make mistakes, and it's always a bad feeling when they get the wrong dumbbell. But when you know, I've done training with these dogs, and when you don't put the dumbbell out there that's been scented by the owner, the dog will make a mistake every time because the dog believes it's supposed to pick up a dumbbell.
Right.
So, you know, they've got this, it makes it a much more difficult scenario for the animal if there's nothing to find.
Sure. The dog wants to be praised. The dog wants to receive its reward. Mm-hmm. And that's a big incentive for the animal.
Right. How are you going to explain to the dog that he alerted on something that wasn't there? And do they even care?
And on top of all that, there's more information here. The 2006 statistical analysis of police dog tests by University of North Carolina law professor Richard Myers concluded that the dogs aren't reliable enough to provide probable cause for a search. Of course, the Supreme Court disagrees with him. The Huffington Post obtained the records for one Illinois State Police canine unit for an 11-month period in 2007 and 08. Of the 136 times this particular dog alerted to the presence of drugs during a traffic stop over that period, 35 of the subsequent hand searches found measurable quantities of illegal drugs. Of 136 alerts, only 35 actually found drugs.
Wow.
Now, there's more analysis here of these canine records. According to the records, only 25.7% of the drug dogs' alerts resulted in police finding a measurable quantity of illicit drugs. Just 13% resulted in the recovery of more than 10 grams of marijuana, generally considered an amount for personal use.
And they, by the way, they say this measurable amount of drugs because this is what they say. Look, the dog was smelling drugs. It's just we couldn't find any.
Yeah.
They'll literally say that.
Yeah.
And I've heard the statement that all the money smells like drugs. You know, like just all money smells like drugs. And I don't know. It depends on how good the dog's nose is. Really, dogs have some dogs have some amazing noses. But then again, some humans played basketball like Michael Jordan. I mean, you know, not every dog's got the same nose out there in the same way that not every human can you know, do a vertical jump of 48 inches.
Only 10.4% turned up enough drugs to charge the motorists or their passengers with at least one felony. Now, Jones, who's a former narcotics officer, now turned law enforcement against prohibition agent, who at the time when he was a narcotics officer did work with K-9 unit, said that those says those sorts of numbers are why he now opposes the war on drugs. He says 90% of these dog handler teams are utter failures. They're just ways to get around the Fourth Amendment. He says, when I debate these people around the country, I always challenge the canine officers to a double-blind test to see how accurate they and their dogs really are. They always refuse. These figures strongly suggest that while the Supreme Court has ruled that there's nothing invasive about an exterior drug dog sniff of a car, in truth, the dog's alert may be nothing more than the dog confirming its handler's hunches, which is exactly what the Fourth Amendment is supposed to protect against.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. You know, when you're talking about these kind of numbers, when these animals can't get it right 50% of the time on their own. This is, you know, they were able to give some statistics there that the animals were twice as likely to alert if the owner, if the handler believed that they, that, you know, was suspicious about a package.
Mm-hmm.
But that still, the numbers were tremendous of the times that they alerted on their own falsely. And I'm not saying dogs are bad. Dogs don't have better noses than humans or anything like that. They do. It's just that the dogs want to do something.
They want to please their master, number one. Dogs are very social animals. Anybody that's ever had one knows this. They travel in packs for that reason. They're very social. And there's a certain caste structure or whatever you want to call it where if you are in the right position, as these dogs are, or if you, as the master, are the right position, you don't allow the dog to walk on you. And was it, is the alpha the top or the?
Alpha's the top.
Alpha's the top. So if you're the alpha in the relationship, that dog's going to want to please you. And it's going to do what it takes to make sure that you're happy. And that means finding things, if that means it gets rewarded for it.
But dogs are, they're working animals. I mean, they even have a working breeds is the title of a, segment in the AKC. I mean, it's all you have to do is have had a husky that'll pull on the leash trying to drag you along the road. Is all you need is a retriever that when he hears a gun go off, he's excited. I mean, these animals, they've got jobs. And the drug dog's job is to find packages with stuff in it. So, you know, it's not their job not to find packages with stuff in it. It
right.
should be. Like the Fourth Amendment says, if we were really going by, the dog should be trained not to find things in packages that don't have anything in them, but they're not. They're trained to find stuff in packages that have things in them.
We shouldn't have a war on drugs. We shouldn't have incentive. Drug dogs. These dogs should be out looking for bodies. These dogs should be out looking for lost children in the woods. That's what dogs should be used as far as police are concerned. That's it.
Prisoners often use, they're often used for to hunt down prisoners and escape situations and that kind of thing, too. And if you're dealing with somebody who's, bad enough, I wouldn't
say. That's what I'm saying. Human-sniffing dogs. Find humans. Those are usually dogs that are being used in positive ways to actually help society instead of these dogs, which are used to put... Well, as they're called in the tapes that the police officer recorded in New York City, the undercover tapes where he recorded hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of his interactions with his fellow officers, these dogs are used to put bodies in cells. They call them bodies. They call you and your friends bodies. That's how they think about you.
Free Talk Live.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.